From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. With certified farmers markets now defined as essential services for distribution of food supplies, many of the markets that were temporarily closed by local agencies and property owners have now reopened. Some markets lost their permits after authorities issued stay-at-home orders to slow the spread of COVID-19, and not all of those markets have reopened. Some markets have instituted added safeguards for social distancing. As the most serious health crisis the world has seen since the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, restaurants are temporarily closed across the nation and Europe. Some lost food demand has been picked up by increases in retail dairy sales as consumers stock up on staples like milk, ice cream, butter, yogurt, cheese, and frozen pizza. But according to MilkBusiness.com, it will be weeks, if not months, until analysts know if the current spike in retail sales will be enough to offset restaurant losses. Just as demand for conventional avocados continues to climb, so does demand for their organic counterparts. Most major avocado grower shippers say they have strong organic programs to help meet that demand. Regional Business Development Director for the Giamura Company, Gary Coloroso, tells thepacker.com, "We're very big in organic. That's a big program for us." Giamura is one of the largest organic avocado suppliers to large mainstream supermarket chains, as well as smaller ones. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.